Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Digital Equipment Corporation First Quarter Financial Results Teleconference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push-button phone. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Dan Cafferly. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. Our first quarter results news release is available online through PR Newswire and Business Wire. This morning I have with me Vin Malarkey, Vice President for Finance and Digital's Chief Financial Officer, and Bill Strecker, Vice President of our Advanced Technology Group and Chief Technical Officer. Vin will take you through the quarter's results, and then we will throw it open for questions. The teleconference will end promptly at 11:45. Vin?
Thank you, Dan. Good morning, and thank you for calling in. I will review Digital's financial results and operational performance for the quarter, and we will then take your questions. Last quarter, we stated that in fiscal 96, management would focus on growth and improved profits as the company moves into what we've called our strategic growth phase. We are off to a very solid start, and we are poised for continued market share growth and improved profitability. For the first quarter of fiscal 96, we reported net income of $48 million, or 26 cents per common share, compared with a net loss of $131 million, or 98 cents per common share for the same period of a year ago. This is the fourth consecutive quarter of profit for the company and represents a $244 million improvement in operating profit on a year-over-year basis. Total operating revenues as reported for the quarter were $3.3 billion, compared to $3.1 billion for the same quarter a year ago, a 5% increase. Adjusted for divestments, total revenue from ongoing businesses grew 11% on a year-over-year basis. On this basis, we recorded strong revenue growth in our domestic and international markets. We had impressive growth in both the Americas as well as Asia-Pacific. Europe, though somewhat softer, achieved growth as well. I am pleased with the performance in our key product areas. Product revenues, as reported, increased 10% year-over-year. When adjusted for divestments, total product revenues from ongoing operations grew by 22%, reflecting the sixth consecutive quarter of year-over-year product revenue growth. In fact, this 22% level of product revenue growth positions Digital ahead of many of the industry leaders. Our Alpha Systems business grew 40%, driven by increasing demand for our scalable line of 64-bit Alpha servers. Digital continues to receive favorable market reception and very positive ratings on the price-performance advantages of its mid-range servers and high-end 8000 family products. With a new line of workstation products introduced this quarter and a new aggressive sales and marketing plan, we expect to see increasing demand and a ramp in the order rate as the year progresses. We are targeting specific technical markets, including electronic and mechanical design, software development, and science and research, where we have a clear competitive advantage. And we are partnering with top application providers in each of these areas to ensure leadership application performance on Alpha. In September, we announced a new line of Intel and Alpha-based personal workstations that provide workstation performance at PC prices, running Microsoft's Windows NT. The new line is easily upgraded from Intel to Alpha 64-bit architecture. Alpha Unix systems continue to grow approximately 50% year over year, and we continue to see exceptional demand for Windows NT on our Alpha platform, which grew over 250% year over year, with revenues now greater than $200 million annualized. Our personal computer business once again captured market share, growing at 32% year over year. I am particularly pleased with this performance. During the quarter, we developed additional retail sales channels, including Circuit City and OfficeMax in the retail space. As you may recall, management has been taking action to balance the performance of our PC business, focusing on profitability, cash neutrality, and continued growth in market share. We are making good progress and expect that reasonable profits will be delivered in the second half of this fiscal year. Our other products, businesses grew by more than 30%, again after adjusting for divestments. This includes network products, storage subsystem products, and digital software products. Service revenues declined 1% over last year. This is due mainly to the expected continued decline of older VAX maintenance business, coupled with improved product reliability, and the associated lower price maintenance contracts of our new Alpha product line. Digital's opportunity for growth in the service and support sector is excellent, however. Our successful multi-vendor customer service business continues to evidence significant growth. And as our service partnerships and key technology alliances with Microsoft, Dell, Compaq, Novell, and others develop, the revenue potential here is substantial. Let me move to gross margins. We ended the quarter at 32%, consistent with our short-term business model. I expect margins to remain in this range in the short term, with the potential for some improvement in the second half. While product gross margins improved some 5 points year over year, service gross margins declined approximately 2 points. This was expected as our very successful third-party maintenance business, which has lower margins, continues to grow quite considerably. Total operating expenses for the quarter were $991 million, compared to $1.1 billion a year ago. This represents a 12% decrease in expenses year over year. Digital has achieved significant reductions in operating expenses. In fact, it's been 8 years since expenses have been under $1 billion. We continue to manage our cost structure while making the necessary investments to pursue new market opportunities. This next quarter, we will make significant investments in demand generation activities in order to fully capitalize on our leadership products and services. We are investing to capture share. In absolute dollars, I expect to see an increase in operating expenses in the December quarter as the corporation rolls out a new demand generation marketing campaign and as volumes continue to increase. Digital ended this quarter with 61,500 employees. This represents a 200-person reduction from the fourth quarter and a year-over-year decrease of 17%, or 12,300 employees. Relative to the balance sheet, cash increased $620 million versus quarter one a year ago to $1.5 billion. For the third consecutive quarter, we generated positive cash flow from operations before restructuring. Sequentially, our cash position was down $100 million from quarter four. This was due primarily to increased inventory purchases to support demand for Alpha products. I have confidence in our asset management improvement programs as the company continues to work towards specific deliverables and targets which have been identified in each of the businesses. We have had positive cash flow now from operations for three consecutive quarters, and I expect this to continue during the remainder of this fiscal year. Relative to currency, with the strengthening of the U.S. dollar over the past 3 months, Digital experienced a slight unfavorable impact on the company's revenue in quarter one. Non-dollar denominated costs and foreign exchange option contracts, however, offset any negative impact to the bottom line. So, in summary, our product revenue growth is accelerating to levels consistent with the industry leaders. Our profit performance continues to improve significantly. This past quarter, operating profits increased $244 million over the same quarter of a year ago, representing the fourth consecutive quarter of profitability. Our product and service capabilities continues to win strong endorsements from customers and partners, particularly relative to our 64-bit system and software capability, where we have a 1 to 2 year lead versus our competition. And finally, the outlook for the future continues to be positive. Thank you. We will now take your questions.
Carla, will you please poll those on the line for any questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push button phone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your polling request, you may do so by pressing the 1 followed by the 3 on your push button phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. One moment for the first question. Terry Shannon, please state your company name followed by your question.
Terry Shannon, Shannon Knows Deck. Thank you very much, and congratulations on your fourth consecutive quarterly profit. I have two very brief questions. First off, is the Computer Systems Division profitable yet? And secondly, what is the breakout of indirect versus direct revenue?
Yes, Terry. Relative to Computer Systems Division profitability, let me answer that question without the PC business. The answer is no. It was close, however. Um, the um, as you may recall, in the June quarter, Enrico and his team were within $20 million to $30 million of profitability. What they have going against it in the September quarter are the seasonally low revenues. So we did not plan for profit this quarter for that unit, nor did they achieve it. We expect that situation to be different, of course, as we move forward. Indirect channel mix for the September quarter was 56%, down a bit from the position of 58% in the last fiscal year. You should not read that as negative, but instead read that as solid strength in both indirect and direct channels, in that total sales were up, as I said earlier, by 22% in the product area. And if the direct sales fact element outgrew modestly the indirect channel, that's good news on both fronts. So not a material change in the program, and the indirect channel area continues to work quite well. Next question.
Thank you very much.
Marianne McGee, please state your company name followed by your question.
Yeah, hi, this is Marianne McGee from Information Week. I just want to make sure I understood you correctly. You said that you thought operating expenses would increase the next quarter because of a new demand generation market campaign. I just want to make sure that I understood you correctly, and maybe you could tell me a little bit about what that means.
Yes, you heard me correctly.
Okay.
We have had, in absolute terms, I'm now moving from away from percentages in terms of absolute dollars. We have had consistent reductions in expenses in this company for quite some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
This upcoming quarter, the December quarter, attempting to set an expectation here that we'll see a slight change in that direction and a slight uptick in the expense levels. And although there are many areas of the company that we're still cutting back, there are some important areas that we're investing in and we'll continue to invest in. It's a very important part of our strategic turnaround. The specific investment area that I referred to in my comments earlier dealt with basically marketing support programs that are being introduced this quarter. They're everything from brand-level activities to product-specific activities to local show activities. The level of investment that the that we have in that area is quite significant this quarter compared to anything we've had over the last several quarters. And again, the objective is to capitalize on their on our very strong both product and service position today in the marketplace. I think if you watch the television over the course of November and December, some aspects of that program and the associated investments would be quite evident.
Right. So advertising and you know other types of marketing.
Yes, but we have a very but there's a in addition to that a very aggressive marketing support program that has marketing of course goes well beyond advertising that requires resources throughout the world and again it's quite extensive and it's a. Taking the story outward and taking advantage of today's strong position. So it's, but the part that will be most visible to you is likely to be in the advertising area, both in media as well as television.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Ken Johnson, please state your company name followed by your question.
Hi, Ken Johnson at the Eagle Tribune. Could you talk a little bit more about your service business and why you feel that there is a potential for growth in revenues there?
Yes, Ken. Well, first of all, let me again point out that service business was down this past quarter by 1% as we had planned. And I don't expect we'll see growth in the service business for quite some time yet. The prospects for the service business, as I indicated in my earlier comments, are very positive as we look out a couple of years. These prospects are driven and fueled by a number of factors. One of the more significant elements is in the what we call a multi-vendor service piece, or if you prefer, a third-party maintenance piece. Witness the recent announcement that we made together with Compaq Computer, where Digital was awarded the contract to provide worldwide service support to Compaq's server business. That's similar to a contract that we won some time ago with Dell Computer for their European business. And so it goes. Those are two of a number of major contracts that we've won and more that we intend to win that takes excellent advantage of Digital's very strong and global service capability, particularly with those companies that are relatively weak in service capability. This will translate into revenue growth of some significance in the service area. However, Again, I caution you, it's not imminent. It's in a, it takes a while to ramp this activity up. It's more in a 1.5 to 2 year time frame. There are many other aspects of our service area as well that are growing that would contribute to this this opportunity that I refer to, and they include a very successful PC utility program that continues to win awards, a software utility program, a network integration capability, and our excellent service system integration capability, among others.
Thank you.
Paul Nesdor, please state your company name followed by your question.
Yes, Paul Nesdor, a publisher, Digital News and Review. I would like to know if you see the Microsoft Alliance or the so-called Alliance for Enterprise Computing as contributing significantly to CSD revenues in the next two quarters.
No, and the word I'm keying on here, Paul, is the word significant. We will see revenues this year. Well, let me say it this way. You were specific around CSD, which includes the PC business, and I assume that was your intent. This year,
yes.
This year we will do several hundreds of millions of dollars of business in the Windows with Windows NT product. And that's up from virtually zero a year ago. To my knowledge, there's no other vendor in the risk arena. In the risk architecture arena that is operating at that level of business. That would equate to approximately under 10% of the business in CSD, 7 or 8%. So not significant. Of course, as we move out towards the end of the decade, we expect that to be very different. Digital endorses some of the projections that it has seen from many industry analysts that positions the Windows NT operating system at roughly 40% or so of the IT systems industry as we approach into this decade, again up from zero or thereabouts in the recent past. There's no other vendor that's as well positioned as Digital to capture a sizable piece of that emerging market. So that although it's not significant this year, again the 7-8% range, we fully expect it to be very significant in a 2-3 year time frame.
Thank you.
Liz Galise, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Yes, hello. This is Liz Galise at Bloomberg Business News. Vin, you commented on the computer systems division's profits sans the PC business. What is the story on the PC business? Is that profitable yet? And if not, when will it be profitable? Was it profitable in the quarter?
Thank you for your question, Liz. No, it was not profitable in the quarter, although it performed better than planned and certainly demonstrated some improvement over the June quarter. I expect it will be close to break-even here in the December quarter and profitable in the second half of our fiscal year.
Okay, thank you.
Next question, please.
Chris Christensen, please state your company name followed by your question. Mr. Christensen, go ahead.
Hi, this is Chris Christensen from International Data Corporation. If you would go into a little bit more detail on the change in revenue for products as well as the change in gross margins, that would be appreciated.
Chris, I'll make a few comments on that. The Alpha business overall is up 40% growth-wise this quarter. The growth levels within the Alpha arena are very strong on the high end, the 8000 family, and not strong on the lower end, the workstation arena. The mid-range server business also continues to be very strong. The VAX business continues to decline as we planned and have been managing to, in fact, for several years now, and is now a relatively insignificant part of Digital's systems business. It's about 5%. So we no longer see that as a significant factor as it relates to the revenue dynamics moving forward. It continues to be a very significant factor in terms of our commitment to those customers and the ongoing supply as well of VAX platforms for those that prefer to operate BMS in a vaccine environment versus the alpha environment. The transition from that vaccine environment is going extraordinarily well to the alpha environment.
Thank you.
The PC, one other point, the PC business is growing at this past quarter at 32%. And that concludes the systems cut.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Chris.
Aaron Zintner, please state your company name, followed by your question.
Boston Globe. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you just said. 40% growth in the alpha business, 32% growth in the PC business. Is that compared to the year-ago quarter?
Yes, Aaron.
And that's on a revenue basis?
That's correct.
And when you say that VAX is 5% of the systems business, that means that within the computer systems business selling hardware, VAX sales represent 5% of total system sales.
Well, VAX sales represent 5% of the company's product sales.
Of the whole company's product?
That's correct.
Okay.
None of my comments had to do with CSD except for where the question was explicit around CSD.
Okay.
My comments are the corporate level, Aaron. But again, the key points that I made here is alpha growth at 40%, approximately two times the growth rate in the industry, for particularly at the server level, doing extraordinarily well and exceeding our plans.
Mm-hmm.
PC growth, again, nearly two times, 1.5 to 2 times the growth rate in the PC industry, and again, we're back to the back on the curve in terms of market share gains. And overall growth, adjusted for divestiture, at 22% in the product area, putting digital up there with all of the leaders and ahead of many.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of product growth in the industry.
Can you say more about why the systems business is, you said that is not profitable. Can you say why it's not profitable and when it will be?
Sure. Let me remind you of a piece of important history here.
Sure.
Before Enrico Pesatori took over this business, when he was appointed by Bob Palmer approximately a year and a half ago, this business was losing $1 billion.
A year?
$1 billion a year.
Okay.
And that's roughly 25% in revenues. I mean, think of it. I mean, that's a very significant challenge for any manager to take on. The goals that that Enrico took on, that were given to Enrico by Bob, were to bring this business to break even as soon as possible. So here we are, a year to a year and a half later, on the edge of break even. An extraordinary accomplishment. An accomplishment that was achieved through a combination of revenue growth, albeit modest, a significant upgrade and advancement of the product line, significant improvement in gross margins resulting from consolidating factories and distribution sites around the world,
mm-hmm.
and an extraordinary reduction in expenses, something on the order of a 40% reduction in the collapse of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that puts us on the edge of a break-even, and we'll be profitable very soon in this element of the business. Another point that I've mentioned is that when assessing the profitability of our mainstream systems business,
mm-hmm.
there are two elements to it, even though we're not organized the way I'm going to explain it. There's the systems business and the associated aftermarket product sales, and that's what I was describing. And then there's the aftermarket service business. It's the maintenance contract that goes with the refrigerator, if you would, or the lawnmower, or what have you. That latter piece of the business is not managed by Enrico, but it is very much a part of the same business. When you put those two businesses together and look at the total business for digital in the systems arena with aftermarket products and services,
mm-hmm.
it's quite profitable. Double-digit after-tax return today. And again, that would not have been the case had we not had the success over the last 18 months as a result of Enrico's leadership. Is that clear, Aaron?
Yes, it is. Can I ask, in Mr. Pesatori's division, is profitability going to come exclusively from revenue growth, or do you see more reductions in the workforce there?
Primarily the former, revenue growth.
Are layoffs behind digital now?
For the most part, yes. We have some modest layoffs planned for some parts of the world, but in the overall scheme of things, insignificant. I would say that on a net basis, I would expect population to be flat to up as we move forward over the next few quarters. In fact, even though this past quarter, the September quarter, even though our total population was down by some 200 people, the company had hired some 1,500 people new to the company. This is reskilling. This is the company's commitment to a very successful strategic turnaround.
That's 1,500 within the quarter?
Within a quarter. It's commitment to bring in the skills that are required, particularly in the technical areas, whether it be to support our Microsoft program that you may recall that we announced recently, or or many of our other important technical programs. So on a net basis, even though we'll continue to see some level of reductions, on a net basis, I would expect we will continue with the reskilling of the company, in, particularly in these technical areas, as well as some of the marketing areas where we're upgrading our marketing capability. And overall, I'd expect it to be flat to somewhat up over the next few quarters in terms of population.
Thank you.
Yes. Next question, please.
Mr. Christensen, please state your follow-up question.
Hi, this is Chris Christensen from International Data Corporation. I apologize if I missed this discussion, but is there any news on a semiconductor partner?
You didn't miss that discussion. I'll repeat what we have said previously, and that is that as soon as we have news, we will disclose it. Of course, there is a lot of news in that we're very active on this important program, and as we've communicated previously, we expect to have something announced before the end of the calendar year. We will not announce anything until we have consummated a definitive agreement with the partner. Next question, please.
Andrew Ellison, please state your company name followed by your question.
Ellison, what is the current percentage of product revenues represented by Alpha shipments?
Approximately 24% of, it is 24% of the company's product, total product revenues.
Thank you.
Just one other point on that, Andrew. I know you're off the line, but one other point on that. That's for system level product sales. That could be that should be increased by another 10 points or so if you were to comprehend the aftermarket product sales along with it. Next question, please.
Susan Ama, please state your company name followed by your question.
Hello, Deck Computing Magazine, Susan Amos. I'm a little unclear as to which parts of the business are profitable. So far you've said which ones aren't. So which ones are?
We, as a matter of policy, don't disclose the all of the financial performance of our business, although we seem to be getting ourselves into that situation here with a, on an exception basis. But let me say that that all other parts of the business are profitable. All other parts of the business are profitable, and the two exceptions are the ones that I mentioned. On the other hand, let me repeat what I said on the systems business. The systems business is also profitable if you look at it as a total business and comprehend the service piece that, that complements it. And in that regard, it's fair to say that all of our businesses in digital are profitable except for PCs.
But the services part, is that profitable?
Yes, very profitable.
But you said revenue growth was down.
That's correct. That doesn't mean it's not profitable.
Right, okay. And what percentage of revenue do you expect the connectivity to contribute in the next 2 years?
Percentage of total revenues or of product revenues?
Percentage of total revenue.
Approximately 5%.
Okay.
Again, that specifically is a software question or a total products?
Well, you set up the new connectivity software unit earlier this year, and I was just wondering how much that's going to bring in.
In that time frame, of approximately 5%. Total connectivity revenues, of course, would be much more significant, approaching 25% of the company's business.
Okay.
Next question, please.
If there are any additional questions, please press the 1 followed by the 4 at this time. Liz Galise, please state your follow-up question.
And hi, Vin, I just want to clarify, was that 5% of total revenue or total product revenue for the connectivity software business?
Product revenue.
Product revenue. Could I ask you how close you are to finding a new PC boss?
We're close to having something to announce here, and I'm not going to announce it on this line.
This week?
Let's say over the next few weeks. We expect it to be over the next few weeks.
Can I ask you one more?
Certainly.
The consensus for the year is around 390. Do you agree with that? Comfortable with it?
it'd be the same answer I've given you in the past, I'm afraid. We don't make that level of projection on the company in terms of earnings, whether it be for the year or next quarter. I didn't realize it was 390, but it's, I guess it's been hovering the $3.50 to $4 a year range. The company is clearly on a track, a very firm track of continuous improvement. For the most part, has been doing extraordinarily well, particularly in the CSD unit, as I said earlier. So I think it's appropriate for you to expect continuous improvement, and I'm not going to be specific in terms of quantifying a full-year position at this point.
Is it appropriate to assume that the losses are behind you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think you're back about 18 months. You might recall a couple of goals that Bob Palmer had not only set for the company, but got the entire corporation to rally around quite successfully. One of those was to achieve break-even or better in the December quarter of last year as a company, and the second one was to achieve a sustainable level of profitability. Incidentally, those two goals were among a number of others, but those were two of the highest priority goals for the entire company. And as you know, that first goal was achieved in the December quarter. In fact, it was exceeded by quite a bit. The second goal on sustainability, the real test for that goal was this past quarter, this past September quarter. And the reason for that is that we traditionally have a significant decline in revenues from the June quarter to the September quarter, driven by the significant amount of business that we do in Europe, which tends to be a weak quarter given the vacation patterns of Europe. Although we had planned profitability for the quarter, we recognized there was some risk that we wouldn't achieve it, and that would be the real test for this company in terms of sustainability. Mm-hmm. And I'm absolutely delighted to have the opportunity on behalf of the company's management and employees this morning to share with you that we passed that test with flying colors given the level of profit that we released, and we look forward with tremendous confidence that we will improve upon this in the years ahead.
May I ask one more?
Yes, you may.
Okay. The 5% increase in sales, is that what you see for the foreseeable future, or where do you want to see that figure and within what time frame?
Well, again, I'm going to be careful here of how much I disclose, and let me say this. First of all, let me emphasize that the 5% in sales corresponds with an 11% sales growth level when you exclude divestitures. Now, again, the impact of divestitures is quite significant. As time passes, just because of that dynamic alone, you'll see a fairly significant growth in our revenues. But having said that, looking forward from here, whether you look at it at the reported level from a base of a reported level of 5% or the other base, which is after divestitures, you can expect continuous improvement, quarter two as well as the second half of the fiscal year.
Okay, thank you.
Carla, we have time for one more question.
Thank you. Aaron Zittner, please state your follow-up question.
Mine's been answered, thanks.
Thank you. Terry Shannon, please state your question, followed by your company.
Okay. Terry Shannon, Shannon Knows Deck. I have two questions on the Alpha business. First off, what is the shipment split between Alpha workstations and servers? And secondly, can you characterize what percentage of your Alpha systems moved with OpenVMS, Digital Unix, and Windows NT?
Approximately two-thirds of the Alpha business is server-based. Of the operating system mix, it's approximately 50-50, or roughly 45% of the total Alpha business today is Unix. In fact, a little under 45%, is VMS-based. The remaining roughly 10% is the emerging Windows NT business, which, as I pointed out earlier, is approaching a level of a couple hundred million dollars or so annualized at the system level, and much greater than that in terms of total revenue.
Okay. In other words, back to the workstations and servers, if two-thirds of your business now is server-based, that's a dramatic improvement over a year ago when it was between 25 and 30% server-based.
It's extraordinary. The server line, particularly the 2100 line, has been consistently doing well over the last year with extraordinary growth levels, consistently gaining market share and outpacing the growth in the market. And as you know, the 8000 family that was announced this past June quarter, which we have very high expectations for, we continue to exceed those expectations. There is no year-over-year growth factor there because we weren't in that business a year ago. And as I pointed out in my opening comments, the market reception to that product has been extraordinary. And we're quite optimistic that this will continue as we move forward. These are also systems that have fairly rich margins associated with them, and they're also frequently complicated applications that require significant service, have significant service content with them as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
This concludes Digital's first quarter results teleconference. If you have further questions, please call me at 508-493-2195. Thank you for joining us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your conference for today. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.